Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Into the next edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast with me, Lindsay Perry. How's it, Lindsay? Are you well?
Excellent. Thank you, Brad.
How are the legs feeling after the Cape Town Marathon?
My legs are broken. Look, I didn't even run particularly hard, but my legs are very sore. Very tough course, and cement is a lot harder than tar. So the closing kilometers on the promenade definitely, while beautiful, have taken their toll.
All right, cool. Let's get into today's question. It comes from Val Opperman. Lindsay, Val wanted to know, she says, do you believe in and follow the diet that Prof. Tim Noakes is talking about? She wanted to know what your views are. The reason she asked this is because she came to one of the Comrade seminars that we did in Durban, and you advocated the balanced, healthy diet. She says she finished Comrades, and she directly attributes this to your advice. So, interesting question. What's your take?
Look, I don't follow Tim Noakes' diet. There are aspects to what he says which do resonate with me, and I think for me the most important one of those is just the amount of processed sugar and processed carbohydrates we consume as a Western nation. So I think if you take real heed of how much sugar you're actually taking into your body, you will improve your health. It will help you manage your weight much better. I'm still looking into how bad wheat may or may not be for you. Again, this is, you know, Noakes is fairly blanket on that it's bad for everybody, and I'm not so sure about that. So I'm still having a look into those kind of things. But what's also very important for me, and where I think I differ quite a lot from Prof. Noakes, is that I still feel that people that are doing a lot of exercise, and particularly training for something like an ultra marathon, they still need to take in a fair amount of carbohydrates in their diet. I just encourage them to take it from natural sources. So Prof. Noakes feels like potatoes are the enemy. I'm okay with potatoes as long as it's taken in with a good dose of protein and fats. Look, I've seen excellent results from loads of people on the Noakes diet, including my brother. But his performance, he's training for multiple day mountain bike races, and his performance improved exponentially once I convinced him to start adding some healthy carbohydrates back into his diet. He just felt like his legs were dead all the time and those kind of things. So, no, I don't follow his diet. That's the simple answer. And avoid sugars. I absolutely agree with that.
Brilliant. Lindsay Perry, thank you so much. Don't forget the next edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast coming your way tomorrow. Val, I hope that answers your question. I know you've been pretty vocal on our Facebook page with regards to not really liking what Prof. Noakes has got to say. But yeah, there we go. That's Lindsay's take on it. So thanks for being in touch.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.